Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As Jones throws it, what a throw, what a catch, he's taken off, it's Bourne all the way down to the 33-yard line of Tampa Bay. There is a flag. It went for 56 yards. He had a 41-yarder in the first quarter. Let's see if it holds up.
Jim Nance.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Jim Nance on the call, CBS Sports.
Kendrick Bourne been born again, Steiny. He don't just catch it in stride. He keeps running. Damn.
Now, you said that he's turning into Jerry Rice. And I believe that on the first one, Jerry Rice would have scored.
Okay.
He would not have been caught from behind.
Romo said the rapport between those two, Jones and Bourne, on the telecast, Steiny, said it reminded him of Troy Aikman and Alvin Harper, a play against the Niners. But, man, they've worked together. Thank you, Nick. They've worked together in the past. I'm ready to tell you Bourne won't be able to do this with Purdy. It's just something different about.
Of course.
Hopefully I'm wrong, but I know Niner fans are out there. Goo, hopefully we don't find out.
Well, the other thing is that.
He can throw that ball across. That's his throw, Mac Jones. That post. Woo!
So you brought up the play. So the Niners had 4th and 1. They were down 27-19.
Yep.
And Pooney
false start,
moves early right. to put it to 4th and 6.
Do you take 3?
They had an opportunity to take 3. I thought after the penalty they might. They didn't. Keyshawn Johnson, NFL Network.
No, he's just freelancing
the, just
right
a dude.
Now. Yeah, he's doing
just a great former receiver.
Exactly. Who was
Kyle Shanahan? Yeah. You don't need to try to be smarter than everybody. This West Coast offense BS. You take the 3, man. Take the 3 and depend on your defense. You decided you're gonna go for it on 4th down, and Mac Jones, like, get rid of the football. Put the football in Christian McCaffrey's hands. You decided you're not gonna do that. I don't understand why they keep doing this. It's all these West Coast. First week we got this dude. The next week we got that dude. It's all this West Coast system, everybody's tree, BS. I really want to just stop. I don't want to keep making videos about coaches making mistakes and doing dumb. Like, stop trying to always prove to everybody you smart. You got 6 minutes or whatever it was left in the game. Kick the field goal, homie. Like, real talk. Like, you're like, stop. Like, this don't make no sense, man. Like, I'm rooting for y'all to win because John Lynch was my former teammate, and here you are. You smarter than everybody. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. Sorry. That's just me. Maybe I don't know nothing. Maybe I ain't never played. I don't know the game. I ain't a coach, so I ain't smart.
Well, your thoughts, Steiny, because I did. Go ahead. I'll let you go.
Well, I just
first.
Don't think it was that cut and dry.
And I'm with you.
I mean, you know, what the first thing he said was, I'm sure, something that Kyle Shanahan thought of, and that is, well, take the field goal and let our defense. Well, their defense is without their
depend.
Best player.
He said depend on players. The D, Steiny, and I'm like, who? I'm trying to rake over the coals, Steiny. I hope I'm not. I'm looking. The D kept you in the damn game, too. You know, they gave up some big plays. Don't get me wrong. The Johnson, that was a killer, the bomb, the 3rd and 15. But other than that, you know, Mac Jones wasn't, Baker Mayfield wasn't going crazy, but maybe that was something that he had on his chest. He said McVay, Steiny, against the Niners the last Thursday night, you know, calling the horrible 4th and 1 play to run the ball, but what have you. That didn't cost him the game, though.
Yeah, I have no way to prove this, but I kind of feel like on the two touchdowns, they were missing Warner. Like the second touchdown, not the first one. The second touch, or was it their second one where he threw it to the right and there was just a botched coverage. There was just a botched coverage and the guy was wide open and he ends up scoring. And the play was in on the replay, Romo was actually saying, see, I think if Fred Warner's in there and he's pointing to people, he's pointing to the guy saying, you got to pick him up or something like that. And he was never picked up. And so maybe, you know, in addition to Warner's greatness, the other issue is that he directs his teammates, and if he's unable to do that, they may be more susceptible to giving up big plays.
Yeah. And maybe I think that was the one to Cameron Johnson. I could be wrong, Stoney, but yeah, you miss Fred, and now you just feel like Atlanta's coming in, or whoever you play moving forward. Just think about trying to come up with an offensive game plan to attack some youngsters without 97 on the front and 54 right behind him. I mean, you would think, Stoney, it doesn't take Cosell or any John Madden, rest in peace, to think it's going to be a lot easier without those two guys, you know?
No doubt. No doubt. And the other one on the, you know, on the score that put Tampa Bay up 27-19 on the, you know, just a great catch.
But he ran by
everybody. He was open. He started putting up his hand five strides into the route because he knew that he had everybody beat already. I got to believe that's a nut. Like, those were two plays where they gave up touchdowns where it seemed like, you know, somebody just missed an assignment.
But you got a young secondary. Mustafa came back, and you had Jair Brown get the start, too, and Siegel. We didn't see what was the other guy's name that we had been seeing? I think he got benched. What's my guy's name? Starts with a P, Evan. What's my boy's name?
Pinnock?
Pinnock. He didn't get much running, none at all.
Orlando is in San Bruno. Hey, Orlando, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Good afternoon, guys. Well, I'm looking at the schedule, and I'll be a realist. Right before the bye, I'm thinking they'll go 4-3. So that will make them... 8-5.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last four games, they'll go 2-2. And that will make them at 10-7.
Yep.
That's, you know, that's a potential playoff. But yeah, the loss with number 54 is really devastating because if he was not hurt and they added a player, it would have made a big difference. Now that he's gone, and you guys mentioned that, even if they add a player, I don't see it making a big difference. Most definitely, the word is keep faith. You know.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's all. Hey, that's all you can do, Orlando. Right. Yep. No, it is.
Yeah.
I got to get on my guy, Jim Mole.
Oh, Jimmy. I missed him this week. What you got?
Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line.
Come at him.
One thing's for sure. The quote unquote easy schedule is no longer a thing. Yes, it is.
Now,
Because the Niners got worse doesn't mean their schedule got harder.
But you know, that's an oxymoron. When you get worse,
their schedule stayed the same. Their schedule is still the easiest schedule. Okay. Doesn't matter. Your schedule's based on your opponents, not on who you are.
But when you are not who you are and take steps back, doesn't the task become that much more difficult?
Yeah, but it's still an easy schedule.
When you're
the schedule, so doesn't matter. The schedule's the schedule.
I think you're looking at it wrong.
So now you're mad because now you're hurt and you have the easiest schedule in 12 years? Like, that's a silver lining in my book. It's not like, oh, now we stick. Like, no, you have an easy schedule. You can still win games.
Right, but it was easy because it was predicated on you would be at your hole.
Their schedule is still the easiest schedule in a decade.
I don't see it that way.
Well, it is. It is. And if the Buffalo Bills had that schedule, It would be the easiest schedule in football.
Okay, let me give you one. What if Josh Allen got hurt?
If the Jets had that schedule, even though the Jets are 0-6, it would still be the easiest schedule in football.
All right, but give me the, I'm going to tell you, I got to do this. Josh Allen gets hurt. Is that schedule still as easy?
Well, the teams are the same.
No, the teams are the same. You lost Allen.
Well, it's still relatively the easiest schedule in the NFL. And now, good for you guys, you get to play the easiest schedule. So you're still in it, even though you're missing your starting quarterback.
Which makes, and I guess all I'm saying, Steiny, is now it becomes that much more difficult.
Right.
To take advantage of
it. It becomes difficult for the Niners, but they're still easy. Very easy.
But can you take advantage of it?
Yeah. I would give them a better chance to take advantage of the easiest schedule in the last 10 years this year, as opposed to if they had a first place schedule this year. Mm. Let's go to Rob in San Jose. What's up, Rob? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm feeling it today.
Why?
And after hearing you guys continue to talk, I got a few things, dude. Number one, this has been, man, a run of, like, just complete and utter, like, heartbreak, losing in Super Bowls and NFC Championship games, or just injury-plagued seasons, man, the last, like, 5 years.
I get
it's just
you.
It's a roller coaster of emotion. And as far as the Warner thing, it's definitely the second end of what you guys were talking about, because – man, if it was Demo, it'd be like, oh, man, that sucks, like losing Demo. But the fact that it's Fred and he's our quarterback and he does everything for us, and it's just like he is the heart.
Lost him?
Lost him a little bit.
Yeah, he wasn't calling for you. He was calling for me. I feel that. And if you want to put all the – I know, Stoudy, you're like today. Tomorrow's not promised. Just the pain – and you're right. Maybe they go on and win the Super Bowl, but I got something for you. I don't feel comfortable with you saying the East. They got the Falcons, the Texans, the Giants, who are playing better and found an identity, the Rams, the Cardinals, never easy, the Panthers, they're 3-3, I'll give you the Titans, and then Danny Dimes with the Colts.
They play the Bears?
Yeah, after that. What, Bears 2-2?
The bottom line, okay.
You're right.
No, they're scheduled. Because Fred Warner got hurt, now these teams that they're going to play are actually better than they are.
It's not that, Steiny. It's Fred Warner got hurt along with Nick Bosa.
Okay. I get it. It doesn't change the fact that you have more winnable games on your schedule than most teams. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to KJ in Oakland. What's up? Yeah, it's going to be harder without Bosa and Warner, but... still got teams that can be beaten on that schedule. Let's go to KJ in Oakland.
What's up, y'all? Y'all got me over here dying, man. But for sure, look, dude, look.
Talk to us. Talk to us, man.
Like, it's the same team, dude. They still not that good. Though, I will give you some points, dude, because the Colts are looking a little nasty right now. Yeah. They look a little nasty. Chicago, I don't know about that, Goody.
All right, I get you.
I'm with Stani on that one. But look, I don't want to like change the conversation too much. But I was just thinking about Fred Warner, right? Think about this, Stani. Like, think about kind of when Draymond goes out in the middle of a Warriors game. Well, the team, it's something to be said about presence. So, because during that game, they're not going to have the time for one, and mentally speaking, they're not going to feel the absence of Draymond completely until the next game and moving forward. And the same thing is true for Fred Warner, man, because his presence is a lot. And like you were saying, Steiny, like, he's the quarterback. Both of y'all said the same thing. He's the quarterback out there. Like, he's the one calling the plays and putting people where they're supposed to be on defense. Yesterday, we already saw it. Like, they scored, 17 points after he left? And so it's like, 17 points. And it's like, damn, you can see it. And so, like, moving forward, it's going to be difficult. I mean, I expect some of the young dudes to kind of step up and show us a little something. But you can't replace the presence of Fred Warner.
No, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
Agree,
but here's the way I look at it from yesterday. I think, okay, Warner goes out.
Yeah.
And you're kind of shot yesterday. It's a big blow. It's hard to overcome. We had players on the team saying it's heartbreaking. I'm willing to acknowledge there's no way you lose Fred Warner and can keep up your emotional intensity in that game that he gets hurt. KJ's right. from now on, they got to figure out how they're going to play without Fred Warner.
And that's what's so difficult to me.
Right. But the emotional, like this, the emotional aspect of Warner's injury cannot last past this week.
It actually can galvanize
them. They're going to miss him, no doubt, but they can't use his absence as, like, it can only be a one-game gut punch. Is all I'm saying. And yes,
but
you're
going to
feel
long
him.
Ramification if it don't go right.
But you know, today you've got work to do, replacing Warner and Bosa, and however you're going to do it, it's up to Robert Saleh. But now that's the task, and so they got to devise a game plan on defense that gives them the best chance, and they got to do that without Warner and Bosa.
And Stoney, I don't want to pile on, but even with Fred, it was going to be difficult. You know?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Let's go to Eddie in San Mateo. What's up, Eddie? How you doing?
Yo, what's up, guys? I was listening. You saying that the easy schedule is not easy anymore because the quarterback's hurt. I don't agree with that. It remains easy. Mm. It's an easy schedule. It doesn't matter if the quarterback's hurt. You still got to win the game.
Yeah.
Like, look, I saw the Jets-Denver game. The Jets had no chance to win it, but they almost won it. And if the Denver loses to the Jets, that's on them. So it's on the Niners to win on an easy schedule. I understand the quarterback. I understand what Fred Warner's hurt and Purdy's hurt, everyone's hurt. But you still got to win, and you got the easy schedule. So you can't say it gets harder because you already got the easy schedule.
Appreciate it. Like, I'm just looking and – you know,
because tell me the easy game coming up in the next week or two. I guess that's where I'm looking at, because Atlanta's not going to be a walk in the park.
No, but it's still the Falcons, and they're coming to your house, and they're playing tonight, and you're favored. Like, you're favored to beat the Falcons, and the Vegas knows who you're without. So, like, who's going to be favored? 49ers at Texans.
I think a lot of depend on what happens, and they probably got a line right now, but this version of the Niners is not going to be favored, I don't believe.
There's 11 games left, and I'll bet you the Niners are going to be favorites in at least five or six of them.
Right. And it might be more.
Exactly. There you go.
All right. How many of those games Brock playing?
It's been proven you can win with Mac Jones and Brock. It's just a matter of who's going to be healthy at the time that they're playing a certain game against a certain team. Let's go to Rob. Rob's in San Jose. What's going on, Rob? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm back. My call got dropped.
Right.
I was just, you know, losing Fred is different than the other guys.
Right.
And I think, too, one of the things I wanted to discuss with Mac Jones is I think he's elevated this offense, not having any of the playmakers with McCaffrey withstanding. Has Brock Purdy really done that? I mean, I know he hasn't played all the games this year, but even going back to last year when Kittle was around for most of the season, I think given what we have on offense and the offensive line not being great and not having a run game, I don't think Brock Purdy could have done a better job than what Mac Jones is doing right now. And, yeah, it's going to be on the offense to put up points with Warner down. But, man, even making the playoffs, if we go 10-7, you know it's going to be an early out. Without Bosa, without Warner, this is not a championship-level defense and really has a chance to do anything in the playoffs. So let the season play out. I don't think they should make any moves. Let the young guys play, develop, let them learn on the fly. There's going to be mistakes like there was yesterday, but, man, losing Fred and Bosa and the way the season is going, it sucks.
Yeah, I got you. And I definitely understand that. This probably hurts them more if they do become a playoff team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Through the regular season is going to be one thing, but yeah, if they somehow win 10 games, make the playoffs.
And now you're playing a good team.
Exactly. And you're going to be undermanned. That's going to be a bear.
Have you even thought about the future, though, Steiny?
Let's see if
it fair to even go there? Because that's where I'm going.
Like, how?
Just about how have we saw the best version of Fred?
Well, okay.
Because there's a lot of, he's played a lot of high-level football, and the standard is set so high. And I just think that same way with Bosa. And that's why I wouldn't right now, unless they run off 4 or 5 wins in a row, use any expenditures to try to go get something, a rental, per se. Because, Steiny, I got an O-line I need to revamp. And maybe you can do that free agency and not to draft. I don't know, but there's some glaring needs on the other side of the ball, too. And I'm just wondering, like right now, and today might not be the day for it, when is Fred coming back? When is Bosa coming back? And we don't know. This could go into next year without these two stewards.
Okay, so what would worrying about that? I get it. But everybody's in that boat. Mustafa was in that boat a year ago. Ayuk's in that boat. It was a year ago, and we don't know about him.
I say that to emphasize the severity of losing these two dudes.
You do about it?
You can't do anything
about Bosa and Warner,
but
how they come back. But are you saying maybe we need to make decisions on believing they won't be the players that they were when they come back? I mean, that's not crazy, but I mean, there's nothing you can do except let them rehab.
I'm saying, Steiny, to you, and I mean this. I'm saying, Matt Steinmetz, this may not be a quick fix to get this team back to be a championship contender along with what you were out, but now without. But now these injuries to these two dudes.
Well,
that's how I'm looking at this, and I need to be focused on Atlanta. I get it. But when you think about where you're really at and what these injuries mean, I mean, Steiny, it's not good.
Well, I don't believe, you just said, there's not a quick fix to get him back to Super Bowl contention. I never thought there was. I mean, this was a 6-11 team last year. Now they're banged up again. And, maybe if they were healthy, they'd finish the season in a different way. And we'd say, man, they're back to being contenders. But I never thought there was going to be a quick fix. To get back, I think if you ask most 49er fans coming into this year, they didn't think they were nearly as legitimate Super Bowl contenders as they've been in the last 2 or 3 years coming into the season. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners lose Fred Warner yesterday, and they lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30-19. And we got to find out who's playing next week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is it going to be Purdy? Is it going to be Mac Jones? And we know who isn't going to play on defense, and that's Nick Bosa and Fred Warner.
Yeah.
So they got to figure it out.
And Steiny, real quick, we're up against it. This is hashtag random. There was a Warrior game on last night, preseason, that was not televised, and I'm pissed.
It wasn't?
No.
What about League Pass?
I got it all. It wasn't known.
Well, then why did Spadoni watch it?
He had the Laker feed.
Oh. Well, there you go. So it was on the Laker feed.
Yeah.
You can tap into that.
No, not right now on the League Pass. He had other ways to do it. He told you there was a word to use.
It just figures, Pods dominates the game and nobody sees it. Meanwhile, Kuminga turns the ball over 5 times and doesn't get a rebound.
Six assists.
Yeah, that's what you want out of him now.
I wanted to, yeah.
No, anyway. Banging the boards last night. All right. No, I didn't see that game either last night. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch, and you can catch Guru and myself. Just search 957, and while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.